Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Gone Wilder. Psychic Jethro. Apologize a little bit about the music trying to get to happen. I'm here in Florida, and we have the water. Those of us are getting two by two and getting ready, we have a lot of water. Tampa's got it, so it took a little bit to get things to work tonight, but we're still here doing Psychics Gone Wild. Go into the chat room, enjoy yourselves. You know what it is. It's Friday night. And guess what we have tonight on Friday night? We have the phenomenal, the gifted, the certified, the Reiki master, the intuitive consultant, the fun person that just comes in and makes us all feel good. We have Angela Bixby here with us tonight to give you those fun readings you guys have. I've got a lot of you on the phones. Don't worry. We'll try and get as many in as fast as we can. Last time I think we took the award, Angela and me did the most readings in 1 hour show than I've had since I've been on here in 2 years. So,
wow.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. Good. How are you?
A little on the edge. I found out I'm having a little bit of high blood pressure, and I don't know if it's just the way I roll or what it's all this water they're dumping on us from above.
Yeah, deep cleansing breath.
Very cool. Love it. Angela, thank you for coming on. We had such a fun time last week. We have got a couple of real quick emails here. Angela, you have really excited me. I listened to you on the show on Friday, and I've decided that I'm going to become a psychic too. Just letting you know, from Tennessee and from Albuquerque. Angela,
that's
we listened
Tennessee.
To you.
Sorry, Jennifer.
Did you? Oh, cool. Maybe this may be a friend. She only. I feel it's a female, but she only put the initials down, KT. So,
good.
I like that.
You, KP. Thanks for the response.
Very good. And we've got a little bit of energy with those of you that are on. Hang on to the phones as they're going through. We had a lot of surging here. It's 773-897-6461. And we're going to go ahead and start right out here. We've got a 612. You're on live. How are you, 612?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great.
Great.
Awesome, awesome. My name is Jordan. I'm calling from Minneapolis tonight. And my question is, I have a question, I guess, regarding finances. I'm in really specifically over the next week. I'm just wanting to know what, I guess, you're seeing or feeling.
You know, I'm getting initially, Georgiana, that things are really coming together for you. There's something that's going to hit over the next week, you say. About halfway through the week, I feel as if things are going to come together for you.
Okay,
it's like,
wonderful.
It's as if, yeah, it's as if two things are sort of working their way together to converge, and it's going to happen about midweek. Jethro, how about you? What do you get on Jordan's question?
I feel that she's got that. I feel that it is, and I agree with you very much on the coming together. I also, they're telling me that you have another opportunity. There's some things that are that you've put in for that just hasn't come together because I feel like whoever or whatever is going on there has not gotten the time to contact you, but they said they'll be contacting you shortly on some work that you've put in through the computer.
Oh, awesome. That's fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you, and we welcome you, and we're going to roll with the Gone Wild feeling, and we are. We're on 215. You're live. How are you, 215?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm really good. I always joke. I was just like, but I've come down now off the wall that I got the phones to work.
I spoke to you last week. I was the one who moved, and you said about clearing my place.
Excellent. I apologize. I do so many shows and everything. Can I get you to give us our first name? And then me and Angela will look into that by one of your guides.
215. What was your name?
Jen.
Jen. Thanks, Jen. Sorry, we didn't catch you the first time.
Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are looking here with the energy, and can you gave us your energy. I'm going to go ahead a little bit with Angela while she's looking in. I do remember you calling in with the move, and I do see that the other energy, that the guides are telling me that you have quite a bit of ability. They're telling me to look into that. They said to talk to you about why are you not, what happened to some of your metaphysical stuff?
I put it aside. I probably put it aside a little bit, but it's funny that you. I think I spoke to when I spoke to you last week. You said I moved, and I smudged. I actually smudged 2 days later, and I was having a lot of problems in here, and it calmed down. And it's funny because we were also talking about job and love and all that, and a certain somebody that I have been looking to say came across my eye that is from where I mean it works where I just moved from.
Oh wow.
I'm like, oh come on.
It seems to me what I'm getting a little bit, Jen, is that the move looks like it was somehow tied to a guy in your life. And it almost looks like you've landed and you're definitely feeling sort of very out of sorts. You know, I see you sort of slowly wandering around your space trying to figure out which end is up next. So the guides say whatever you can do to really get grounded and settle in is going to help. And it looks like there's someone else coming in for you that I see, male-wise. I don't know who that is. I don't know if it's somebody that's at your new workplace. But I see sort of more coming in that's going to continue to cause you to sort of walk around and feel a little bit ungrounded. You know, there's a lot of excitement coming for you. So do what you can to get your feet on the ground to keep them on the ground.
Yeah, so I'm going to try. I also feel like I'm not going to be here very long. I feel like I'm going to move back to where I was. Not the exact location, but the town.
Yeah, this is almost like a sidetracking for you.
Very much there. And Jill, sorry, we're going here. Jen, I've got the J thing going on. Jill, Jane, Jenny. Jen, what I've got here, when I can speak in coherent sentences, I'm teasing. Like, I feel with you happening also with the energy here. It is a lot of positive of it. The reason I brought in the metaphysical is they're telling me that you should be doing some pendulum work with some energies there. They're telling me that clockwise pendulum seeing it or the back and forth for the no is some symbols for you to be able to do some work of your own. Individual work that you've got happening. They're telling me that the guides want you back in the game. They're like saying that you did set it back a little bit, but they want you doing your daily, not only meditation, but you're back in the game. They said they want you doing that for ascension. And that's part of why you did this little turn over there too. You went there, this house is different. They're getting you like a little time out before you go back to this place you lived before, and then you're back in again. There's some problems there I feel that you'll be able to handle when you have this time out.
Problems where I am.
Yes.
But you do feel that I'm going to be able to make my money back on what I bought.
I do. I get a real positive on that. It's almost the strongest positive sense I get with whatever it is that caused you to move. Yeah, I do feel that that's coming for you, Jen.
And financially, it does seem like this was a same thing to do there. It shows me a different sign. It's showing me a lot of positive with it, and I like Angela was able to get it quicker. It was a fast ray that they're showing, but they're telling me that it's going to be even a better sociable and some other things because of the financial things there that's going to turn around and make more money for you later. There's something about this that turns around and even does, it does financially something else.
Oh, good. Because I felt today when I went back, I'm like, and I saw this guy, and I'm like, and I've seen him before, and I'm like, oh, come on, really? And I'm like, I'm gonna be talking to him, I'm gonna be coming back. I just got this funny feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just really funny feeling.
Yeah, I get a sense that he's part of your lesson in letting go. That although you're encountering him again, it's not somebody that you're gonna choose to keep in your life. He's there again for a reason, for you to sort of set your boundaries and let him go.
But I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go back.
I'm still getting that. Are you, Angela?
Yeah, I am. I'm getting sort of a big boomerang, so you're definitely going back.
And we thank you, and Jen, we're going to roll right into the next one here because we've got a lot of you guys on the phones. Don't go anywhere. We're going to give you the most for your buck in minutes. 661, you're in for some fun. How are you, 661?
Am I? Was your phone being bad or was it Jessa?
It was on the phones, I swear, this time. 661, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. For your blood pressure, watch your salt. I mean, really, really little salt. You'll be surprised. Everything that has salt will make it go up in no time flat. But cinnamon is a great, great, great piece of natural healing, you know, herb, whatever you want to call it. It has so many properties, and it will help you get that blood pressure down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And this is Chips and Salsa. I'm going to have you give your name and Angela and have you ask the question there. And thank you for calling back in and telling me that. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome. My name is Louise.
Hi, Louise.
Hi. And I'm looking for a job, a career, not more than a job. But and I've put in several different types of applications this week for different types of positions. And want to know if you can give me any kind of information on it.
Sure, I'm just tuning in here. Bear with me. It looks like you've got two things that are going to come your way. One of them is really, it's the one that looks like it's moving the most for you is almost, it's as if you applied for one job and they're going to call you back for something else that they have there. So it's kind of a divergence from what you applied for. But there's definitely opportunity there for you, and I see you moving in the right direction. I don't know, you mentioned that you're applying for different types of jobs, but it's almost like regardless of the type of job that you're applying for, you'll be getting something. The guides are definitely moving you pretty quickly towards work, and whatever it is that you pick is going to be the right choice, it appears.
Yay!
Yay!
That's awesome. Good. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you. Sure, good luck to you, Louise.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And tell our friend Lisa that Psychic Jester will be calling her for her coffee. She's won. She's nobody got a hold of her, and it's my job. I will be doing it. I've just been really busy. Stop. Okay. She said what? She's mad? She wants more coffee?
No.
We are here live. This is Psychic's Gone Wild, and we're getting a little wilder for all of you that are tuning in. Please make sure that you go ahead and give us a minute here to get a hold of our energies. We're having this really wild time. It's Psychic Jethro and Angela Bixby. I do laugh at that we're having a lot of phone going off the wall, but it always happens to us about this time, and we just go ahead and trudge through. 617, you're on live on Psychic's Gone Wild.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi, Jethro.
Hello, Catherine. How are you?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Catherine, we can hear you.
Oh, how y'all doing?
Good. This is Jethro and Angela Bixby's on tonight. Do you have a question for Angela?
Yes, I do. I want to know, do you see me moving out of Boston to another state? And because I have some financial problems as well. And I want to know, is my financial problem going to go better for me? Because I'm trying to leave Massachusetts.
Yeah, I remember when we talked last week. I do see you moving out of Massachusetts. But whatever it is that's going on for you financially, Catherine, it looks like you're going to deal with some of that before you leave Massachusetts. You know, because wherever you end up moving to, you're going to have to deal with it. So what the guides tell me is that you're going to, once you deal with some of these things, once you take some steps in the right direction in Massachusetts to deal with that financial situation, then you'll feel a lot more ease about moving to another location. Does that make sense?
So I have to deal with them. I don't know how to deal with it. I need money to deal with it. That's my problem.
I'm seeing you manifest it. They're telling me, you know, that you're gonna look at this work of it, and I see it's gonna come through in some ways. We gotta set you down, and I say set you down. Listen to me. I'm like, me and the guys are sitting there at your house. We're gonna grab you and set you down, Catherine. We gotta chill you down, little girl. We gotta get you set down. We gotta get you looking at this. You always make me feel so good. Thank you for calling in. And the angels are showing me that you're gonna come up with some other resources and some ways to make this happen. I also see that you're gonna have to maybe do a little bit of humble your pride and work with a couple other people that might help you move, and yet work with them on a little payment plan or something. Because I feel that you're overdue for this, don't you? I mean, Angela, can you feel the guides are like saying they want that she's been there for a while too long?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that they give a lot of hope, and that they offer the situation almost like a new birth, right? They want you to really dig in for your creativity, Catherine, and come up with some solutions here. And it does. It seems like it's almost like a time of reckoning. It's definitely time for you to be addressing this. And you'll do it. It looks like you do it. You get on board with it. You move forward. It's just going to take some work.
Oh, okay.
You can do it.
I'm trying. Lord knows
keep
I'm trying.
The guides know you're trying. Keep facing it. You'll be fine.
Okay. I just hope up.
Blessings to you, and thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, and God bless you. I'll talk to you later.
No problem. We're going on to our next. We are running you guys through really fast. We do this in sentences with you, and I love this, Angela. We just have such hyper positive energy. Me and Angela, we've got 720. What do you know, 720? 720, can you hear me? I know that it's Avatar, but I guess they can't hear me.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hi,
hello. How are you?
Can you hear us?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we're on. It's Psychic's Gone Wild live, and can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Avatar.
Hello, this is Jethro, and welcome to calling in to Psychic's Gone Wild. Can you get in? And you did. You always do. And we love you. This is our night with Angela Bixby. I don't know if you've met our phenomenal psychic that is new to the team, but
no,
very...
No, I haven't.
She rocked.
I haven't. All right.
You're kind, Jethro. Hi. Can you tell me your name again, please? I didn't catch it the first time.
Avatar.
Ivatar, nice to meet you. How can we help
you? My question is about my gifts. It's just been really, I mean, there's so many things that's been kicking in and intensifying. I'll give you an example. In my dream state, the other night I was dreaming and I got up and I went back to sleep and I went back into that dream. It happened like 3 times. And so my gifts are really, really kicking in. So that's what my question is about.
You're looking for guidance on how to work with that? Is that what you're asking, Amita?
Well, I think that one of the things that, may be causing it to intensify is there's like 6 planets in Pisces this month.
Yeah, so. No, very insightful of you. I get writing. Are you writing your dreams down?
Yeah, I have been journaling. I haven't journaled since, you know, Mercury been in retrograde, but now that it's direct, I'll go back. I'm writing a book. Hope to, you know, have it published this year.
Excellent. Way to go. So you're familiar with the writing experience then with that. What they're giving you, though, is specifically some writing around your dreams. Excuse me, Avatar, I'm sorry. Sometimes the messages come so fast, I can't get the words out. When you're in that state, like you were last night, where you're waking up in the middle of the night, sit down and see if you can do some automatic writing. You know, stay in sort of a light trance state, if you can, and see what comes out that way, too, because I feel like you're going to have a lot of expansion with, you know, coupling writing with your dreams. And it's not just journaling them. It's just sort of automatic or inspired writing. Do you know what that is?
Okay. Yes, I do. It happens when I'm journaling.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah, keep going with that. I do see sort of a huge explosion for you of creativity through this. You're very much on target working with your gifts and doing this and being receptive to your dream state. So keep that up. The guys are very happy.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What are you picking up, Jethro?
I'm picking up that energy, and I agree very much that you're, the guys are taking another part of work for you, and you know you brought up the Pisces and the dream state, and I also see a really interesting concept that they're showing me. They said that your energy is at the last of the concept of the wheel of not only for Pisces and what's happening with energy, but with your dream energy, that you're taking on a new level, and what it's doing is they're building a bridge. The guys are showing me that they're going to take you to a new level here shortly. As spring is sprung, you're going to start picking up and doing some real strong energies of some new capabilities for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. You know, you're one of our friends and family, and we all knew that, you know, all of you listened in. Avatar is not only a phenomenal healer, but very gifted, and they're saying that they're going to just up the level for you, is what they're saying.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm really ready to start doing my work, so I'm happy about that.
I'm glad, and we bless you. Thank you for calling our folder so well. We always laugh. I've had a lot of you guys tease me about how do they get in. Avatar, you know, sometimes you call in like 15 minutes to the show. We had like Catherine, some of our buds and friends. If you guys get a chance, always call in early, because I've had you guys tease me, and they said, well, sometimes there are 50 calls, and you always pick them. I'm going to have to take a picture and show you guys what's happening. 13, 14 now, I've hit, are going spin, spin, spin. The first one that says hello, I go to, and it always ends up being one of our friends. So I think that they're not cheating. I think that the guys are telling us, I guess they've been good. I don't know what else to say. It's just that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Would you stay here with us, Avatar, a little bit? You're helping us ground the energy. Me and
okay.
Angela, we're very strong together, but what we've got is we've got a lot of positive and extra energy. Can you hear it? Those of you in the room that are having echo, please hit F5 on your computer. That will stop that. If you go up to that F5, sometimes it's just we get so much energy. We had last week, if you guys listened to when me and Angela were on, we had so much crazy going. I had people writing me for 2 hours afterwards. The stuff was happening in their house and energy. We're just giving you a lot of what we do, a lot of energy. 310, you got in. How are you, 310?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for calling, and would you like to give us your name and ask Angela a question?
Yes, that'd be great. My name is Susan, and
hi,
Angela,
Susan.
Hi. I actually have been in the process of trying to find a new place to live, and I'm just curious if you see anything coming up for me soon.
Tuning in, bear with me. I do. I don't see you going very far away from where you are now.
No, that's a plan.
Yeah, and it looks like it's almost as if the guides have sort of, they're leading you in the right direction. I mean, really, there's something about this to you that feels like you're being divinely guided, you know, as sort of corny as that sounds. But I get really almost like the hand of God has this string that's sort of like pulling you very gently in the right direction, and you're listening. You're allowing is what you're doing. You're not trying to dictate the situation too much. You're doing a very nice job of allowing. And I do see you moving.
Great.
It
well, yeah,
like,
I know I'll be moving. I need something soon, and it's just I'm not getting a lot of feedback. I'm making calls to places, and no one's even calling me back.
Do you need to move in a matter of weeks or months?
Like the first of the month is what I would prefer because we're on spring break and that would be a good time to move. So,
right. Well, I do feel like 2 weeks. So hang
okay.
in there because I feel like you're going to hear back from someone very quickly and things are going to shift for you and you will be moving within about 2 weeks' time. In about
okay.
2 weeks you will have heard and you'll be making plans and you'll be moving within the week. So it might be
okay.
delayed just, you know, a week or two on your time schedule, but I do see it happening within the month.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you and blessings. And we are in the spin. We've made the half-hour mark. We're still all here. And everyone grab your horse. Get ready. Psyche's gone wilder. 770, how do you know? 770, what do you know? How are you at? Where are you? Hello? 770. Okay, they got a little bit wilder on that. I'm going to tease them. They won't play. Fine. Take your ball and run away then. We also are running into what we've got happening here. We've got the phones just completely working themselves into a frenzy. We're going to turn right around and look. I do know that we have a 484. Can you hear me, 484?
Oh, yes. Hi, Jethro. This is Antoinetta. How are you?
Good, Antoinetta. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been really sick, but I'm better. Everything's great. I had surgery and just an infection in the left lobe of my brain. So, I mean, I've had some stuff, but I'm okay now.
Glad. Well, and welcome. Now you get to meet our wonderful, phenomenal Angela Bixby, and I'm sure you have a question.
I do. Hi.
Nice
to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Gosh, you've been through a lot. The guides are telling me immediately that you've been doing a lot of heavy lifting with all of that health stuff that you've been through.
Yes, yes. I had an ordeal. My question is about my love life. I am trying to reconnect with someone from my past, and we talked a little bit today through text messaging, and I kind of got a little deep because, you know, I just lay it on the line. And I would like to know if this person is going to come over this weekend and want to see me and talk because they keep saying that they don't know and, you know, I'm just wondering if he's going to show up.
I see someone in your life, in your space very soon. I don't know if it's this guy or not, but it's someone. If it's not him, it's someone else because I see a lot of sort of excitement for you and opening up in your love life for you.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, I'm hoping that
yeah.
he decides that he wants to work things out.
You know, I get the sensation, Antoinetta, that there's, while you're ready for love and you're excited about love, I get hesitation about this particular person from you. Is there some hesitation on your part? I mean, it feels like there's, you know, whatever's gone on in the past definitely contributes to you being sort of gutted by in this situation.
I think he's hesitant. That's where you're picking that up from, not me.
I see you being really ready in general, not specifically for this person. So if it's not him, it'll be somebody else right behind him.
Okay. All right, well, that's great.
And we thank you. You take care. Yeah, so good luck and you take care.
Thank you.
Blessings to you, Antoinette. And we are going on to 843. How are you, 843?
Great. How are you, Jethro?
Really good. We are trying and having fun, and we've got Angela Bixby here just whipping out the readings like you've never seen, and you are...
I am Kimberly.
Kimberly, you rock. I knew you'd come back to talk. All right. All right. Yes. How is our Kimberly?
Good. Good.
Good. Do you have a question for our Angela?
Yes. My question is, I've been teaching public school for about 9 years, and I just want to transition into something else that's going to give me creative freedom and more financial freedom, and I just want to know what Spirit is saying about that.
Great, Kimberly. I'm just tuning in. Bear with me.
Okay.
While you're looking to transition into something else, you're really good at what you're doing. You know, the kids really appreciate you. They find you very entertaining, is what the guides say. That you're a very effective and entertaining teacher. You're very good at what you do.
Thank you.
I see you doing this. I see you continuing to teach for a little bit longer. It's almost
okay.
As if what that next step is for you hasn't
uh-huh.
quite crystallized.
Okay.
Something that's going to be not that far off from teaching. And I see you, what they're showing me now is you sitting around a table with two others. So I don't know if this is about, excuse me, a meeting that you sit down and have with administration or a couple other teachers. It's almost as if you've got some ideas for a project or a class or, you know, something about the curriculum. There's some creative way that you want to take, that you decide that you want to take what's going on in the environment where you're teaching. And you sit down with these people and they listen. And you're a thought leader. You end up contributing to a new direction that things are taken where you are. So I don't see it being a move out of where you are. I see you using your creativity to shift things within where you are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The guys say, you know, your work there is far from done. There's still so much for you to accomplish there, is what they say.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't know that you want to hear that, but that's what they offer.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck to you. Enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly, for calling in. And I'm very blessed to also let you know, the guys are telling me that you have had some things that happened when you were younger that's going to come back. There's something that's gone on here in your life that it seems like you're picking up some of the things in your life when you were younger. I don't know if it was a divorce or some kind of separation in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're showing me this with you. They're talking about this also, and they said that these other things are going to happen together. And there's a piece of Kimberly here, and there's a piece over here. And you're still really good there, what you've got. But even this coming in is going to make you very much with your artistic coming back. You've got like all this stored creativity, a bottle of energy, like a magic potion there.
Wow. Okay.
So we thank you for calling in. And I know you guys always ask, why do I always give the extra? It's not that I just want to talk. It's like I decided something today that when you guys call in with the question, anything the guides give us, we're going to give you. So I hope
okay.
that helped, Kimberly. But
it did.
Thank you. And I thought, well, gosh, he's just nosy. He's now looking at my
No! Come on, you know I love you.
I love you.
What you need to say to me, I'm going to listen.
Thank you, and bless you, too, and I love, see, this is where now you guys know why people get in and they don't. Kimberly knows how to treat the host.
Exactly right.
We are friendly. You know, you get with sugar, you bring that vinegar with a new salad bar, and there's nobody over there. So, thank you for calling in, Kimberly.
Thank you.
We are here on Psyche's Gone Wild, being silly, acting fun. Nobody knows where we've begun. What has happened tonight is as we're rolling down the numbers, I've got a couple of you I think that are going to get in. If I get the same person again, please nobody freak out. We have a full queue plus extra, so I'm just going with who we get in. 561, have you talked yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you are now. How are you?
How are you?
Fun, but just it's just me and Angela have got so much energy going. The phone things are flipping you guys around. It's like wild. I'm playing the shell game here. I have to be psychic to know what I last did.
This is Lisa from Florida. I wanted to see if you have any messages from me from Spirit.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What Spirit's giving me right away for you, Lisa, is there's something going on, something sort of turbulent. It's almost like they're giving me a sensation of being nauseous, right? Like you've gotten off a ride and you're just not quite settled. I don't know what that is, but that's what they're giving you.
I had a fall a few days ago. I broke my arm, and I'm on medication, and it does make me feel nauseous. I try not to drink too much of it. Yeah, I'm a very sensitive stomach.
Yeah, they show me you through convalescing and getting better. Wow, yeah, there. You know, when these things happen, when we get hurt like that, it's often spirit sort of taking us down to have a period of rest. You know, I don't know what was going on before in your life, but sometimes they come in really strongly. Yeah, like that, because they're really serious about you getting some rest. So, you know, it looks like it's a good time for you, you know, sort of a good time of fallow. It's going to feel like you're resting a lot, but it's almost like there's a lot there brewing under the surface. Because when you heal, you come out of it, and it's almost like you're going to step in a couple of different new directions. I don't know if you're going to be, looks like it could be a new work situation, a new friend group. I see you walking into, like, all of these changes when you come out of your healing.
Yeah, I changed my major at school. I've changed it. So you're right. You're absolutely right on.
Yeah.
Do you think that was a good change for me?
I do think it was a good change. They give me these symbols of wisdom for you. The choices that you made were good choices. I mean, you made good decisions. You made a good decision when you changed your major. It was right for you.
Yeah.
Stepping onto a different path is very much the right decision for you, is what the guides say.
Yeah, it was amazing, Dad. It was like a light bulb went off in my head one day. I was totally so relieved. I was so relieved because I was so frustrated in my career, in my school. I didn't like it.
Hello? I'm still here. Jethro, do you get anything? Jethro, are you there? We may have lost him.
I'm trying to volunteer in Korea where I'm going to be working. I mean, do you see me getting any volunteer work that I could use, maybe get the job with it? Or?
I do. I was about to say to you that I get this vision of you nurturing people. So I don't know what the volunteering is going to be, and I wasn't sure if it was you being nurtured or you nurturing people, but I see I see you very much helping people. And it looks like kids, too, and family. I do. I see you helping a lot of people. Yeah, volunteering will definitely be a part of this for you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
You're welcome. It's a hard time now that you've been through what you've been through health-wise, but there's so much good stuff coming for you. Just keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'm back, Jackie. This is wild. I'm glad you guys had that time together. Yay! You never know here when
we lost you.
And we did lose me, and I found my way back up through the trenches to the one. I will not tease you, vinegar people, anymore. I have seen the light. Leave them alone tonight. That's what I heard. So, all vinegar people, please to the front. You're our friends again. 585, you're on live. Please, are you a vinegar friend? Or are you 585?
I don't know what that means. What is a vinegar friend? I'm sorry.
I'm teasing you. It means that, you know, sugar or vinegar. Are you in a good mood or not? I'm going to be your friend either way because I want to stay on the show. I'll be good.
I'm a good person. It's just I have a bunch of questions that might be sour.
Okay.
Currently, I am going through some issues with my wife. I mean, we didn't talk for about a year, and I finally got the courage to finally confront her about it, and now she's in a weird state. It's like her personality has changed, and I'm really confused on what I should be worried about. Should I just let her go, or should I keep trying to be with her, or what? I could really use some advice right now.
What's your name?
My name is Two.
Two. Hi, Two.
Hi.
I'm tuning in. You know, I'm getting sort of the fierceness of how you've been feeling. They give me imagery of a dragon for you, and that you're very much feeling like you need to defend yourself a bit with what's been going on lately with your wife. I don't see... I see that it looks as if there's still work to be done here, and it's almost as if some of the things that the two of you have found out together with what you've been going through, there's still more to be revealed. So I do see you sticking it out and sort of working through things with her for the next 6 months or so, because there's more to be revealed.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But the thing is, I don't want to be a stalker. I mean, I hear a lot of women say, you know, if a woman says no, then she means no. Just let it go. But at the same time, like, when she talks, I kind of feel like she wants me to keep pursuing her to so that she knows that I'm real. But I'm just confused now. You know, I don't know if I should take the advice that most people tell me about women, where they say no, that means no. I don't know if I should take that advice or have this follow this little gut feeling that I should keep pursuing it, because I think that little gut feeling will lead me to become like so-called stalker, and I'm not. But I just don't want people to look at her, well, especially her, to look at me that way. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are. I see you backing off a little bit. You do need to give her some space, and no does mean no. But when you sort of pull within yourself, you know, go inside yourself a little bit and stop trying to pursue her, she will communicate with you. I mean, you'll hear from her pretty quickly, and you'll sort of pull each other back in, and you'll work through some things together. So try to give it a little bit more of that balance of space and distance, really out of respect for her and yourself, because I see you needing to kind of pull within yourself a little bit. And you'll hear from her. You know, you'll still continue to communicate on this and work some things out, is what I'm getting.
Okay. All right. Then that's what I do. Thank you.
Does that help? You're welcome. Does that help too?
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping that you would say that, actually. I was really hoping, because I really didn't want to keep pursuing her. I mean, I want to. I want her and I to work out, but I do not want to come off as a stalker. That's the main thing. I don't want her to think that I'm, like, obsessed with her, you know, that type of stuff.
Right. And remember, it takes both of you to make this work. So definitely step back and let her do some of the work in communicating, too.
Okay.
I feel you're a good person, and I thank you for calling in, too. I did tease you when you first came in. No to followers, I'm just really silly, and I like what you're doing here. You know, how many people would ask this when you do this? From working with the Coalition and writing for stalking orders or protection orders, the number one thing that most of stalkers do is they feel that they should continue to do this because they are with the person. One of the good things you've got is you've got a spot check. Always, like they do with the other foot, is look and see what you feel is uncomfortable to you. And what I like what you just said there, you're kind of like a little bit relieved. It's nice to have the person do a little of the other energy back. I have people that tell me, you know, if someone texts you, there's so many textings can be, or so much work, it's hard. Where do you draw that line? I love what you did there. And I thank you for having the courage to call in and to bring this, you know, to bring this honestly here, because you do love her, I feel, but you're also wanting to, you know, respect her. And I think that's a special love.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And I hope she sees it that way. If she wants to say I'm not, giving her the respect or not trying to keep pursuing her and breaks up with me because she doesn't think I care, then she's just going to have to understand that I'm doing this out of respect. I mean, like you said. And thank you for taking my call and verifying it.
Blessings to you, and blessings to our Angela, who's here tonight, and I think she's going to beat the record of how many people she can help and still keep Jethro from being silly. I don't know what we're doing, but we're going here, Angela. It's just 619. You are fine.
Hello,
619.
Hi. Hi. This is Donna. Thanks for taking my call. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I can hear you, Donna. You sounded like you were a little far away there.
Okay, that's probably better. I took it off speaker. Okay. Is that better?
How are you? How can we help you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just got off work. I'm doing good. Thank you. Maybe a little insight to my love life would be kind of nice.
Excellent. That's always fun insight to hear, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just tuning in here. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's as if you're with someone now.
No, not, well, I mean, I'm seeing someone, I wouldn't say.
Right.
Serious.
That's, I mean, that's what they're saying. They're telling me that you're seeing someone now. It looks like there's some potential there.
Mm-hmm.
With who you're with now.
Okay. Alrighty. Anything else coming through?
Yeah, I'm just tuning in. I don't know if that's where it's getting anything. It's the thing is the person that you're, it's almost as if the person you're dating now is also part of a big group of friends or is going to be the person that leads you to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this, you know, the person that you're dating now, I feel like that's where it's either him or it's someone that he knows is going to lead you to the next person that you're with.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be like a something that's going to last then, obviously.
It looks like someone that you're dating now. It's not necessarily something that's got longevity is what they're telling me, right? It's fun. He's going to be someone that can introduce you to some other people.
Okay.
And it looks like it's someone that comes out of one of those friend groups that you end up getting more serious with. I do see you getting serious in the future.
That's
probably 18 to 24 months off is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see you in a serious relationship, possibly marriage.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Very good. We thank you for calling in. Donna, I like your 619. Is this a California number?
Yeah, it's San Diego.
Have you ever heard that song, 619?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Thank you. So I knew somebody had. Every time you guys call in, I ask them, and they're always like, what? And I'm like, am I the only one that's heard that? I love that song. And now we know it's California. You rock.
Yeah. It's sunny San Diego.
Excellent. Cool.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Okay, bye now.
Bye. Thank you. And we are going on with Live with Psyches Gone Wild and Jethro Tees and whoever he can and Angela Reed and those of you who have wrote out on there. We've got a couple more up on the queue. I'm going to go to our next caller here. Hang on, you guys. Don't worry. We've got a few more minutes. We're getting in quickly. We're getting down. We're going to grab 919. You're in 919. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. This is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Jethro. Hey, it's Rob.
How are you, Rob? We finally get to talk and not psychically chat. You are the gentleman.
Oh,
would you?
I know. How you doing?
Good. Have you got a question for our phenomenal Angela? Or?
Well, I could. Definitely could. Angela, what can you see from me? What happens in my life?
Any area in particular, Rob, that you want me to look at?
Let's say, if you could do spiritual.
Tuning in, bear with me.
Sure. I had an event, last night,
sorry?
So I don't even know if you can see that. So that would be great if you could, but I don't know if you could.
You said you had an event last night?
I did.
Yeah, I see you. They show me you with one other person. It's as if you're doing this spirit walk with one other person. And it may not be a human. It might be a guide that you have. So I don't know if it's an experience that you had with, you know, a spirit or a guide of sorts. But they show me you and this other person almost. It's as if you've been led to something that looks like a meeting of sorts. It's almost like this experience that you had, you've been brought into this sort of inner circle. So it's the one person who accompanies you that's either literally a person or a spirit guide, and it's as if you've been walked into this group like five new guides that you've met with.
Okay. Do you see any ET involved?
Any what?
ET.
I don't see hard form to the spirits. I see them more energetically, so they're not giving me any like alien features.
Okay.
But I get a sense that they're definitely of a different realm. Right?
Okay.
So they may not be, they may or may not be aliens. You'd know that best, obviously, if you had the encounter with them, but I do get that you've been taken to this different level and introduced to some sort of new form of spirit guides.
Yeah, I am. Okay, that's cool. Is Jethro, are you there too, Jethro?
I'm here, and I very much what she's saying, and I'm also feeling that you have been having some other things you're dealing with there. I do feel, Rob, that what's going to eventually come out of this is you're meant to have a group there. I think you're a little shy. I pick up when it comes to people. I see you've got, and we've all got to do that. This is metaphysical. You can't just stand up and raise your hand and say, I'm psychic, because they're going to throw something at you. You can say, spirituality, I have this gift, and they're going to go, here's something else. You know, here's a ticket for being on my street. You never know in the days. But I feel with you, Rob, what I feel is happening is that exactly what she's picking up here with the other individuals. I think you're fighting at something there, and I see with some other light workers, you're going to take something and close some vortex there. There's a vortex of energy there, and you tonight, when you called in, we started putting energy in. I laughed because Rob writes me on the chat room, and he's always in there, and it's like I'm writing back, and I'm like, okay, we're working here, and all of a sudden I felt the light, and I feel that's what you've got a mission there. I know that what the guides are showing me with you too is that I say you too, because I feel you have, I'm like Angela, it feels like this is a person that's either loves you on the other side that's close or a guide, but there's like two with you at all times. You have another person than you. And they're like real close to you. At first I thought it was a male maybe, but there's something going on here with that very strong. It's just like you can't go without reading the other one, and you're going to end up closing that vortex. It's like there's been some nasty going on in your state, and you're going to go up, work with some other people, put up the four, the light, and go, if you're bringing in the scary, don't knock on this door anymore. You know, that kind of thing.
I get that. I totally get that. Do you both see anything from my like past? Anything from my mother or my grandmother, anything like that? Because I, like last night, I really felt my grandmother, and I almost felt my mother. So I don't know what it was. I felt like almost like a spirit like touched my leg. I actually shared it with you, and I shared it with Linda also. So my blog. So I feel like there was somebody else here. I just don't know who it was.
Yeah, it was definitely somebody else there, Rob, but I'm with Jethro in that the spirit that's with you is male. It's very decidedly male. And so what they're telling me is, you talk about this experience that you had last night, was because of this male guide that's with you, he was sort of the link to the experience that you had with either your mother or your grandmother. It's almost like he helped bring that experience in for you.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm concerned if it's my grandmother. That's what I'm wondering, if it's my grandmother, because she always used to kind of like tick on my feet, and that's what happened last night. Some spirit filled my leg, believe it or not. So you know, I just want to know who it was.
I'm going to definitely have to look at that and see with the energy, because I'm feeling that this is part of why the energy is there, and they're going to be on the other side to help you, both of them, when you go to do this work. I mean, Rob, you're taking on something big. What we're discussing here, I do not want you other guys to just go try this at home because you heard on Psyche's Gone Wild. You know, I got time. I'm going to go over and whip on a vortex. I lived in Sedona for years. I lived in the Rocky Mountains. When you take on these energies, what they're saying is you're going to close an energy there that's letting in things that are not so good. So I do think that you were picking it up. I think you picked up both your mother and your grandmother. That's the problem, to say which one. I've seen they both were there last night. There's a few other friends. Your guide's going over, knocking on the doors over there and saying, anybody's got wants to help Rob, get over here. We need some backup. You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, Jethro, I'll get with you on the other side. I'll talk to you like separately, because I know there's more going on here. So that's cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, and bless
you're
you.
Welcome.
We love all of you guys. We're down to the last 2 minutes. Rob, we finally got to hear you do have a voice. We are teasing a few others in the room to call in. Angela, as always, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. We haven't even given you a chance to tell them.
Oh, right. Details. I can be found on www.energyintuit.com. And my email address is energyintuit@gmail.com. So send me an email if you have any questions, anything you want to ask me about. Feel free to shoot me an email. My number is 302-345-0575.
Phenomenal. We're here at the last. You guys always know where to catch me, Psyche's Gone Wild, or www.psycheysgonewild.com, jethrosmith.net. I want to thank all of you, the new ones who just sent me the new events about doing the psychics and helping with the events. I will be doing that. I'm going to try. Last time I've been taking the last 50 in the world. I thank you guys for voting me in. Sometimes I don't know if I'm so much good if I just fun entertainment for you and you want to see if I'll do it. So I'm going to do it. I have the most fun. I love all of you. Each and every one of you that hit the right today, we haven't given away a prize for a very good reason on Friday night, because what we're going to do is those who follow, we will pick the prize, and tomorrow night we'll be calling out to the winners. I am behind on it. Lisa, you've won the coffee. I know that Evatar, has our Jill found her tea?
I have not talked with her in about a week, so I'll try to call her maybe tonight or tomorrow and see if she got it. I know you said you mailed it out to her, so she probably got it by now.
I hope. And if it don't, let her know. You know, I don't ever have a problem with you guys that win. Let us know. That's what we're here to do, and the fun of it is we give these great prizes. We are going to open up one last quick one here for those of you who do buy Organigold coffee or tea. Make sure that you get a hold of 719-289-4907 for that healthy coffee or that green tea or red tea, or get a hold of me at 928-284-0437, because that's the only site that does it. Psyche's Gone Wild, and if you do other people's sites, it doesn't go to us. We do this to help us. Please don't pay the other restaurant to keep our lights on. And say hi, Kelly. You've been here all night. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Listen to you guys. This has been really cool.
You and Pamela are no slackers. Tuesday, we heard you going wild. Me and Janine blew a freaker thing on somebody Wednesday. Thursday, Dina went off and had a party. Now, Friday, Angela's here just whipping names. You never know how wild we go here. We thank all of you guys. We've got 3 seconds before it turns us off and kicks us out the door. We love you so much. Come and see us some more. Have a nice night.
Bye-bye.
You too.